Further words of prayers.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that this morning we can gather together before you.
父，我们何等的感恩，早上我们能够聚在您的脚前。
We thank you for this hymn. It was telling us that God in heaven has a treasure.
我们为着这首诗歌感谢您，因为我们知道神在天上有一宝贝。
This morning our prayer is that open our eyes to see this treasure.
我们早上所祷告的是求您开我们的眼睛，让我们看到这宝贝。
To value this treasure.
能够珍重这宝贝。
To be filled with this treasure and this treasure alone.
愿我们能够单单只被这宝贝所充满。
So that we will become that treasure as well.
好叫我们也能够成为这宝贝。
Become the treasure in your sight.
愿我们能够成为您眼所看为的宝贝。
May the Lord use this time for your purpose.
主，求您为着自己的目的能够来使用下面的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
This morning we want to continue the burden in Nehemiah.
我们早上愿来继续交通我们在尼希米记当中的负担。
But we will start this morning from the time the war was finished.
但早上我们开始的时候要从这个城墙已经被建立好开始。
Let's start with Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15.
那我们要开始来读尼希米记第六章十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15.
尼希米记六章十五节。
So the wall was completed on the 25th of the month of Elah in 52 days.
以路月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
第七章第一节。
Now, when the wall was rebuilt, and I had set up the doors, and the gatekeepers, and singers, and the Levites were appointed.
城墙修完，我安了门扇，守门的、歌唱的和利未人都已派定。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。
And all the people gathered as one man at the square, which was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord has given to Israel.
他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
Chapter 10, verse 32 to 34.
第十章三十二到三十四节。
We also place ourselves under obligation to contribute yearly one third of a shekel for the service of the house of our God. Likewise, we cast lots for the supply of good wood among the priests, the Levites,the peoples, so that they might bring it to the house of our God according to our father's household at fixed time annually to burn on the altar of the Lord our God as it is written in the law.
我们又为自己订立每年个人捐银一舍客了三分之一为我们神殿的使用我们的祭司、利未人和百姓都致谦，看每年是哪一族按定期将献祭的柴奉到我们神的殿里，照着律法上所写的，烧在耶和华我们神的坛上。
Chapter 11, 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
第十一章第一到第二节。
Now the leaders of the people live in Jerusalem, but the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of ten to live in Jerusalem, the holy city.While nine-tenths remained in other cities. And the people blessed all the men who volunteered to live in Jerusalem.
百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷，其余的百姓致谦，每十人中使一人来住在圣城耶路撒冷，那九人住在别的城邑。凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的百姓都为他们祝福。
Chapter 12, verse 27.
第十二章二十七节。
Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all their places to bring them to Jerusalem so that they might celebrate the dedication with gladness with hymns of thanksgivings and with songs to the accompaniment of cymbals, harps, and lyres.
耶路撒冷城墙告成的时候，众民就把各处的利未人招到耶路撒冷，要称谢、歌唱、敲拔鼓瑟、弹琴，欢欢喜喜地行告成之礼。
Finally, Malachi chapter 3 verse 17.
最后我们要来看马拉基书三章十七节。
And they shall be unto me a peculiar treasure, says Jehovah of hosts, in the day that I prepare, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
We have been fellowshipping on the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
我们最近一直在交通来重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
When the people dwelt together within a wall that separated from the world, we have a picture of the brethren dwelling together in unity.
当我们看到人住在城墙的里面被这个被城墙与世界所分开的时候，我们就看到了弟兄和睦同居这样一幅画面。
When there is unity, there is testimony.
当弟兄们当中有和睦的时候，就有见证。
The first six chapters in the book of Nehemiah cover the rebuilding of the wall.
在尼希米记前六章当中讲到如何重建城墙。
The wall was rebuilt in times of troubles.
那重建城墙之时，其实他们是在困难当中。
They were attacked by the enemies without and the enemies within.
他们当时内外受到敌人的攻击。
Nehemiah was under pressure, assault.
尼希米承受着很多的压力和攻击。
There were even false prophets prophesying against Nehemiah.
当时也有假先知在那里做假见证，要攻击尼希米。
Yet Nehemiah knew the good hand of the Lord was upon him.
然而尼希米知道神施恩的手帮助他。
And he dared not to be defeated.
所以他不敢稍微失败。
So finally, in 52 days, the wall was finished.
所以最后五十二天，城墙就被建好了。
After the wall was finished, shouldn't the wall be dedicated right away?
那城墙建好之后，他们是不是立刻就要来行这个建城之礼呢？
We would think that dedication should be done after the wall was finished.
在我们看来，城墙建好之后就应该立刻来行建城之礼。
After the wall was finished in chapter 6,
然而当城墙在第六章那里被建好之后，
The dedication did not happen until chapter 12.
这个告城之礼直到第十二章才真正的实行。
So there are much to be done after the wall was finished.
所以在城墙建好之后还有很多所要做的。
So what still need to be done?
那所要做的是什么呢？
It's to strengthen the life within the wall.
是要让墙内的人的生命能够得着力量。
If the life in the wall was not strengthened, then the wall will not stand.
因为如果墙内的生命没有力量的话，那这个城墙是没有办法站立住的。
This already happened once before.
这以前已经发生过一次。
There was a wall around the city before.
曾经这个城的周围是有城墙的。
But the life within the wall was so weak.
然而在里面的生命却是这样的软弱。
People did not live a faithful life toward the Lord.
他们没有能够向着神活出一个诚实的生命。
Therefore, the wall did not stand.
所以那个城墙没有能够立住。
The wall was destroyed.
城墙被毁。
Therefore, Nehemiah knew it's not completely done yet.
所以尼希米知道这个墙还没有完全的建好。
Even the wall is there.
虽然这个城墙已经立在那里。
The physical wall was finished.
这个物质上外表的城墙已经立好了。
But there are much to be done to strengthen the life within the wall.
但要让城墙内的生命得着力量，还有很多要做的。
It is the life within the wall that upholds the testimony.
是这城墙里面的人的生命的力量能够举起这个见证。
If there is a spiritual reality of the life within the wall, and the testimony will be strong.
如果在城墙内的生命，他们有这个属灵上的实际的话，那这个城墙的见证才能够真实的建立。
So after the wall was finished, Nehemiah did not rush to dedicate the wall to the Lord.
所以在这个城墙建好之后，尼希米没有立刻行礼把城墙归给神。
He knew there is much to be done.
因为他知道还有很多要做的。
The life within the wall must be strengthened.
因为在城墙内的生命必须得着力量。
Therefore, he spent perhaps even more time to strengthen the life within the wall than rebuilding the wall itself.
所以尼希米可能花了更多的时间让墙内的生命得着力量，胜过他在这个重建城墙上所花的时间。
How did Nehemiah and the people strengthen the life within the wall?
那尼希米以及这些人，他们是如何能够让墙内的生命得着力量呢？
And first, they established the worship to the Lord.
第一个，他们就建立了对神的敬拜。
Nehemiah set up doorkeepers, singer and Levite.
尼希米就派定了守门的、歌唱的和利未人
，for the purpose of restoring the worship，
是为着能够来恢复对神的敬拜。
Unless there is a true worship within the wall，
若在城墙的里面没有对神真实的敬拜
，you cannot say the wall of Jerusalem is testimony of Jesus，
你就没有办法说耶路撒冷的城墙是耶稣基督的见证。
Actually, it is about the worship within the wall。
事实上，更多观众的关注的是在城墙内的这个敬拜。
Today is the same。
今天也是同样。
It is a worship among Lord's people。
是在神的子民当中对神的敬拜。
That is the testimony of Jesus。
这是耶稣的见证。
Secondly, they place the word of the Lord at the center of their life。
第二，他们把耶稣，他们把主的话放在他们生活的中心。
When you worship, when you have a true worship of the Lord, you will have the hunger for the word.
若我们有这个对神真实的敬拜的话，我们就会有对他话的饥渴。
They gather as one before the water gate and ask Ezra to read the book to them.
他们就一同聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉把这个律法书来读给他们。
Not only listen to the word, but they also respond to the word.
他们不仅来听神的话，并且他们向神的话有回应。
Thirdly, they make voluntary offerings to the Lord.
第三，他们甘心献祭给神。
They went way beyond what the law of Moses demanded.
他们所做的胜过摩西的律法所要求的。
They made voluntary offering to the Lord.
他们是甘心乐意的来献祭给神。
They are not written in the law of Moses.
这些并没有写在摩西的律法上。
Not only they offer material things to the Lord.
不仅他们把这个祭物献给神。
Most preciously, they offer themselves as freewill offerings to the Lord.
最宝贵的是他们把自己当作甘心祭来献给神。
They offer themselves as a peculiar treasure to the Lord.
他们把自己当作那宝贝特特归给神。
So let's look at what they have done to strengthen the life within the wall.
所以让我们来看一看他们做了什么能够让这墙里的生命得着力量。
Nehemiah first appointed the doorkeepers, the singers, and the Levites.
尼希米首先来派定了守门的、歌唱的和利未人。
The doorkeepers, and obviously it's keeping the doors.
那这守门的很明显，他们是来这个看守城门的。
And the wall was there to separate them from the world.
那这个城墙是在那里要把他们从世界当中分别出来。
But the wall had doors.
但这个城墙要有城门。
So that they come into the city and they can go out from the city.
那好叫人能够进出这个城墙。
Jesus told us, we are in the world, but not of the world.
耶稣告诉我们，我们在这世上，但却不属世界。
And it's the wall and the doors to keep us in the world, but not of the world.
是城墙和城门能够让我们在世上却不属于这世界。
So the first group of people set up by Nehemiah were the doorkeepers.
所以 首先被派定的就是这些看守门的。
Before the sun went down, they closed the doors.
在太阳落山之前，他们就关上门。
And they did not open the door until the sun was warm.
那等到太阳上升才可开耶路撒冷的
门。As long as the doors were open, the doorkeepers were there guarding the doors.
那只要城门是开的，守门的他们就会在那里看守城门。
After the sun went down, the doors were closed.
当太阳落山之后，他们就关上城门。
And every household will appoint a guard to watch during the night the section of the wall in front of his own house.
耶路撒冷的居民就各按班次看守自己房屋正对面的这城门。
With this arrangement, we understand the guarding of the door, guarding of the wall is the responsibility of all the people.
那因着耶利米这样的这个派定，我们就看出这个看守城墙是每一个人的责任。
So this is a part of the strengthening the life within the wall.
那这事实上是让城里的生命得着力量的一个部分。
But that is the minor responsibility of the doorkeepers.
但这只是这个看守门的他一个小小的这个责任的一部分。
That is not the major responsibility of the doorkeepers.
但却不是这个守门的他们主要的责任。
There is a major responsibility of the doorkeepers.
那守门的他们有一个主要的责任。
Is to keep the temple holy.
是要保守圣殿的圣洁。
They were stationed at the doors for one reason.
他们当时是被立在这里，被立在城门有一个原因。
So that no one would enter who was in any way unclean.
好叫无论为何事不洁净的人都不准进圣殿。
Keeping the temple holy was essential for worship.
保守圣殿的圣洁对于敬拜来说是非常重要的。
Because God could only abide in the place that is holy.
因为神只能够住在一个圣洁的地方。
Without the holiness,There will be no worship.
若没有圣洁的话，就没有敬拜。
They are also in charge of handling all the offerings.
他们同时也要来负责预备这个处理各样的这个祭物。
So the doorkeepers are integral part of the worship.
所以这个守门的他们是整个敬拜过程不可缺少的一环。
The doorkeepers were Levites.
这些守门的都是利未人。
They come from neighboring Levitical cities. They come in turns.
那他们就按着定期从周围的这些利未城里来到这里。
When they came in, they served for 7 days.
当他们来的时候，他们就要来服侍七天。
During those 7 days, the doorkeepers actually stay in the chambers of the temple.
那就在他们当值的那七天，他们实质上是住在属殿的房屋里。
And they spend 24 hours each day in the temple.
所以每一天24小时，他们都住在这个圣殿里。
They have a responsibility to watch the temple day and night.
他们有责任每日早晚都要来看守这个门。
It was them to open the doors of the temple every morning.
所以是他们的责任，每早晨要来看圣殿的门。
The office of the doorkeepers was highly honored.
所以这些看守城门的，他们是得着很大的尊荣。
They were often mentioned together with the Levites, the priests.
他们在圣经当中常常是被和祭司、利未人一起提起。
Now you understand the verse in Psalm 84, verse 10.
那现在你就能够明白，在诗篇84篇第10节那里所讲到的。
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Brothers and sisters, we are all doorkeepers today.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们都是这守门的。
We have responsibility to keep the house of God holy.
我们都有责任来保守神的家圣洁。
And we need to guard the temple 24 hours a day.
我们也需要每一天24小时来看守神的殿。
After the doorkeepers, Nehemiah appointed singers.
那在这个守门的之后，尼西米他就立定了歌唱的。
It was David who first put singers in charge of the music.
你知道是大卫首先派人在耶和华的殿中管理歌唱的事。
They ministered with music before the tabernacle until Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem.
那他们就一直在会幕之前来管理歌唱的事，直到所罗门为神建了这个圣殿。
Singers also live in the chambers of the temple.
那歌唱的也是住在属殿的房屋里。
And they would not have any other responsibility other than singing.
所以他们昼夜供职，不做别样的工。
They were engaged with their worship, their services day and night.
他们是昼夜能够专职的来做自己所当做的事。
And we see a picture in Josiah.How the doorkeepers, the singers, the Levi, they work together.
那我们也在看到在约西亚王的时候，这些利未人、这些祭司和这个歌唱的，他们如何的在一起来服侍。
The Levites, they slaughtered the Passover lamb.
那利未人他们就杀了逾越节的羔羊。
And they prepared the burnt offerings for and the fat for themselves and for the priests.
他们为自己和祭司来预备燔祭和脂油。
Then the priests sprinkled the blood of the lamb against the altars.
那然后祭司就把血洒在祭坛上。
The singers were all at their stations.
然后歌唱的就照着他们自己所站的。
According to the command of David.
他们就照着大卫所吩咐的站在自己的地位上。
And all the doorkeepers stay at the doors.
那守门的就各自看守各门。
And they will never leave their post.
他们从不离开自己的职事。
And whatever they need were prepared by the Levites.
因为他们所需用的一切都被他们立位的弟兄所预备。
They cannot leave the door. They cannot leave the threshold.
他们没有办法不能离开自己的这个城门，也不能离开自己的这个墙垣。
When they are all stationed in their places.
当他们各自都守在自己的职位上。
When we have doorkeepers, we have singers, we have Levites, we have the priests.
当我们有守门的，有利未人，有祭司，有歌唱的。
Together, they worship the Lord.
他们一同来敬拜神。
This is what Nehemiah intend to restore.
这是尼希米想要来恢复的。
Therefore, he appointed the doorkeepers, the singers, the Levites.
所以他就派定了守门的利未人和歌唱的。
Right after the wall was rebuilt,
就在这个城墙被重建之后。
Right after the door has set,
就在城墙被立定之后。
His desire to recover the worship of the Lord in Jerusalem,
他就盼望能够在耶路撒冷恢复对神的敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, we are called to be the doorkeepers.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们被呼召来做守门。
We are called to be the singers.
我们也被呼召做歌唱的。
To be a Levite.
也被呼召做利未人。
To be a priest.
也被呼召做祭司。
We are called to be a worshipper of the Lord.
我们是被呼召来做神的敬拜
者。Nehemiah really have a heart like David.
尼希米有一颗像大卫一样的心。
David want to restore the worship of the Lord in Jerusalem.
大卫就想要在耶路撒冷来恢复对神的敬拜。
Therefore, surely I will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，直到我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
And we saw the same exact spirit in Nehemiah.
我们在尼希米里面看到同样的灵。
During the rebuilding of the wall, Nehemiah and his servants spent the night within Jerusalem.
在重建城墙的时候，尼希米和他的仆人夜间睡在耶路撒冷。
On the day, they were laborers.
在白昼他们做工。
On the night, they were guards.
在夜间他们保守。
They were not sleep.
他们不睡觉。
This is the spirit of David in Nehemiah.
我们就在尼希米里面看到了大卫的灵。
None of them removed their clothes.
他们都不脱衣服。
They took their weapons.Even when they went for the waters.
出去打水也带着兵器。
When David prepared the material for the building of the temple, he gave lavishly.
当大卫为着重建、为着建立圣殿而预备材料的时候，他非常慷慨的奉献。
David provided 100,000 talents of gold.
他献了银金子10,000 talents.
1,000,000 talents of silver.
银子100,000 talents.
Quantity of bronze and iron too great to be weighed.
铜和铁多的无法可称。
When Nehemiah was appointed as the governor of Judah,
当尼希米奉派做犹大的省长时。
He took no salary.
他没有取任何的俸禄。
He took no salary from the king.
他没有从王那里取任何的俸禄。
Not only he didn't take any salary from the king, that there were 150 people at his table each meal.
不仅他从王那里没有取任何的俸禄，每一天每一顿饭在他的席上有150个犹大人和官长坐席。
So he provided everything for 150 people that are part of that construction.
所以他就为着有参与这个重建城墙的150个人，每一天都为他们预备宴席。
Both David and Nehemiah knew the Lord has chosen Jerusalem as his inhabitation.
那大卫和尼希米都知道耶和华拣选锡安当自己的居所。
AndIf there is a worship that was restored in Jerusalem,
如果在耶路撒冷要来恢复对神的敬拜，
God would abundantly provide all the blessings to God's people.
那神就会丰富的赐予神的子民。
For this reason, they worked day and night.
为着这个原因，他们昼日工作。
For this reason, they gave lavishly.
为着这个原因，他们能够慷慨的奉献。
That's why Nehemiah worked so diligently right after he finished the wall to restore the worship in Jerusalem.
这就是为什么尼希米在重建好城墙之后这样殷勤的能够来做工，要来让里面的生命得着力量。
Brothers and sisters, this is true today.
弟兄姐妹，这在我们今天也同样是真实的。
The testimony of Jesus is the life within the wall.
耶稣基督的见证在乎于城墙里的生命。
We must strengthen the life within the wall.
我们必须让城墙里的生命得着力量。
And this strengthening begins at worship.
那这个力量的来源就从敬拜开始。
Whenever the worship is recovered,
何时敬拜得以被恢复，
God will abundantly give his blessing to his people.
那神就要大大的赐福给他的子民。
Far beyond our understanding and comprehensions.
远超过我们所能想象的。
So brothers and sisters, let's come to worship the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们一同的来敬拜主。
Secondly, they placed the word of the Lord at the center of their life.
第二，他们就把神的话放在他们生活的中心。
The second thing they did,is to strengthen the life within the city is to place the word of the Lord at the center.
那他们所做的第二件让墙里的生命得着力量的事，就是把神的话放在生活的中心。
So in the seventh month, all the children of Israel gathered together as one man and asked for Ezra, the scribe, to read the book of the law to them.
到了七月，他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将律法书读给他们。
This initiative came from the people themselves.
那这次的活动，它是起源于这些人民自己。
It was the people who asked Ezra.
那是这些犹太人，他们请文士以斯拉。
Read the book to us.
请把律法书读给我们。
We want to hear it.
我们想要来听它。
When the people had a great hunger for the word of the Lord.No one had to force the word upon them.
当神的子民向着神的话有这样的渴慕的时候，没有人要把这些话强加给他们。
With the reverence they had for the word of God, when Ezra opened the book of the Lord, all the people stood up.
那因着他们向着神有这样敬畏之心，当以斯拉展开律法书的时候，众民就都站了起来。
When Ezra praised the Lord, all the people lift their hands and respond, Amen.
当以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神时，众民都举手应声说阿们。
And they bow down and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground.
他们都低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Then Ezra read from the book of the law, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read.
那以斯拉就清清楚楚地讲念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
Imagine this, they listened attentively from the morning until midday.
想一想，他们这样认真地侧耳倾听律法书，从早晨直到晌午。
Not only listening, but they understood and responded.
不仅他们听，并且他们能够明白，还能有回应。
When they heard the word of the God, they all wept.
那他们听到神的话，他们都忍不住哭泣。
It is impossible not to weep if you truly hear the word of the Lord.
如果你真的听到神的话，让你不哭是不可能的。
And they all wept.
他们都哭泣
，because they all heard，
因为他们都听到了神的话。
And Nehemiah and Ezra had to comfort them.
那尼希米和以斯拉就要安慰他们。
Do not be grieved.
不要悲哀哭泣。
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
On the next day, they gather again.
那第次日他们就又如此聚集。
And they want to understand the insight from the word.
那他们想要再从以斯拉那里来留心听律法上的话。
And they found written in the law how the Lord had commanded that the sons of Israel should live in the booth in the seventh month.
那他们就在律法书上发现耶和华如何吩咐摩西让以色列人要在七月守住棚节。
So they responded.
所以他们就又回应了。
The entire assembly of those who have returned from the captivity may boast and live in them.
从被掳之地归回的全会众就搭棚并住在棚里。
Not only they did according to the word,
不仅他们照着这个神的话所讲的做。
They took the initiative,
并且他们自己兴起了这样的活动。
In the past.There were celebration of the Feast of Booths.
在过去，以色列人也守过住棚节。
But in the past, the celebration were led by the leaders of the people.
但在过往的时候，都是这个民众的首领他们来带领。
By Solomon, by Ezra.
是所罗门和以斯拉。
Never before there was a celebration initiated by the people.
但从前每一次的节日没有一次是人民自己要守的。
Therefore, in written in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 17, they said that the sons of Israel have not celebrated the Feast of Booths from the days of Joshua to that day.
所以在尼希米记八章十七节那里讲到，从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候直到这日，以色列人没有这样行。
Israel never celebrated the Feast of Booths in this way.
以色列人从来没有像这样来守过住棚节。
When they really respond to the word of the Lord, they were strengthened.
当他们真实的能够来这样遵守神的话的时候，他们就得着了力量。
They have the strength to do one very difficult thing.
他们就得着力量，能够来成就一件极难的事。
They confess their sins.
他们来这里承认自己的罪。
Brother and sister require tremendous strength, spiritual strength, to confess our own sins.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要何等大的力量才能够承认自己的罪。
So on the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth and putting dust on their heads.
所以在这月的24日，以色列人聚集禁食，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘。
They stood and confessed their sins.And the sins of their ancestors.
他们就站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪孽。
They read from the book of the law for a quarter of the day, and spent another quarter of the day in confession and in worship the Lord.
那日的四分之一站在自己的地方念耶和华他们神的律法书，又四分之一认罪敬拜耶和华他们的神。
They confess they were a stiff-necked people.
他们承认自己是硬着颈项的人。
They confess they did not obey Lord's commandments.
他们也承认自己没有听从神的诫命。
Brothers and sisters, require a lot of strength to confess our own sins.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要很多的力量才能够承认自己的罪。
It takes a lot of strength to confess we are a stiff-necked people.
也需要很多的力量让我们承认自己是硬着颈项的人。
It takes a lot of strength to confess we do not obey God's commandments.
也需要很多的力量让我们承认自己没有听从神的诫命。
But they also saw God was gracious and compassionate.
他们同样也看到神是乐意饶恕人，有恩典，有怜悯。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
And abounding in love.
有丰盛的慈爱。
All these years, God had patience with them.
在过去的过往的年日，神有何等的耐心来待他们。
God acted faithfully.
神是这样的信实。
And they act wickedly.
虽然他们是这样的诡诈。
In the end, they make another covenant with God that they will keep the word of the Lord.
所以最后他们又与神立约，他们要守神的话。
This was how the life within the wall was strengthened.
这就是城墙里的生命如何得着力量。
We have to put the word of the Lord at the center.
我们要把神的话放在中心。
And out come a true understanding and strength.
那结果就是他们对神的话有真实的理解，并能因此得着力量。
With that strength, they confess their own sins.
那因着这个力量，他们就能够承认自己的罪。
Brother and sister, there must be reading of the word of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，要有人读神的话。
There must be listening of the word of the Lord.
也要有人听神的话。
But there must be the keeping of the word of the Lord.
那同样也要来遵守神的话。
How do we keep the word of the Lord?
我们如何遵守神的话呢？
It's when we realize that our behavior and our life is not consistent with the word of the Lord. We must confess.
就是当我们意识到我们自己的生命与神的话并不一致的时候，我们要来悔改。
When there is a repentance, the life within the wall will strengthen.
当有悔改的时候，城墙里的生命就能得着力量。
Brother and sister, why was life within the world, within the wall so weak?
为什么好像我们在世界当中的这个生命这么的，这个见证这么的
在墙里。
为什么在墙里的这个生命这么的软弱呢？
Because there was no repentance.
因为没有悔改。
Brother and sister, are we living life consistent with the word of the Lord?
弟兄姐妹，我们的生活与神的这个话是否一致呢？
If not, why aren't there any repentance?
如果并不一致的话，为什么我们还没有悔改呢？
We must repent before the Lord. If our life is not consistent with the word of the Lord,
若我们的生命与神的话并不一致的话，我们需要在神的面前悔改。
Thirdly, they made voluntary offerings to the Lord.
第三，他们甘心乐意地献给神。
They made ordinance for themselves that everyone would give a third of his shekel yearly to the house of the Lord.
他们为自己订立每年个人捐银一舍客了三分之一，为我们神的殿使用。
And those money will be used to provide for all the sacrifices and offerings.
那这些钱银就要特别为神的殿的各样的祭司和服事用。
Furthermore, they made an ordinance for themselves that they would take turns in bringing the house of the Lord wood offering.
不仅如此，他们又为自己订立按定期将献祭的柴奉到神的殿里。
We do not see these things in the book of Moses.
我们在摩西的律法书上并没有看到这一条。
There were many other ordinances, but not these two.
有很多的条例，但却没有这两点。
We find the people who love God so much, they cover beyond what the Moses was 太 demanded。
那我们就看到这些人他们是如此的爱神，所以他们所做的超过了摩西所要求的。
We find that they voluntarily like gave to the Lord。
我们就看到他们自愿的来向主奉献。
The Lord never mentioned about giving one third of a shekel。
在这个律法书当中没有讲到要献银一克一舍克的三分之一。
The Lord never mentioned how the wood supposed to be a supply。
也没讲到这些这个柴要怎么样的献到神的殿里。
But they voluntary to make those offerings。
但他们却甘心乐意的如此奉献。
They were cheerful givers。
他们是这些喜乐的奉献者。
They did not give reluctantly。
他们没有勉强。
They were ready and eager to give。
而是甘心乐意的奉献。
They loved the Lord. They had the eagerness and willingness to give.
他们爱主就有这样甘心乐意的心来奉献。
Our love for the Lord and our love for His house will strengthen the life within the wall.
因为他们向着神的爱，就要能够让在墙里的生命得着力量。
But not only they offer shekels and wood, but they also become a free will offering themselves.
不，他们不仅献上金钱，不仅献上这个献祭的柴，他们把自己也当作甘心祭献上。
At the time, very, very few Jewish remnant live in the city of Jerusalem.
在那时，真正住在这个耶路撒冷城内的只有很少的人。
Most of them were scattered in surrounding villages and cities.
他们大部分人都住在周围的这些城和城墙、城内。
Moving into the city was a hardship.
要搬到这个耶路撒冷城内是非常不容易的。
Because Jerusalem was the target of the enemy's attack.
因为耶路撒冷是仇敌攻击的中心。
It was not safe. It was dangerous to live in the city.
所以住在耶路撒冷城内其实是非常危险的。
On the other hand, it was much safer to live outside.
那另外一面来说，住在城外其实相对来说更安全。
You live outside, you can come in occasionally.
因为如果你住在城外的话，你可以不时的来城里。
You can enjoy the worship.
你也可以享受敬拜。
Then you can return to your life.
然后你可以回到自己的生活当中。
You determine when you come in, when you go out.
你来决定什么时候你进城，什么时候你出去。
You decide how often you come into the temple.
你也能够决定你。这有多久来一次这个圣殿
？For the rest of time, you live safely in your village and your cities.
在剩下的时间，你可以安全的住在自己的乡村，住在自己的城市。
It's much easier to live outside than inside.
所以住在城外，相比住在城内要容易得多。
It's much easier to be a visitor of Jerusalem than the dweller of Jerusalem.
所以要相比于做耶路撒冷城的居民来说，做一个拜访者要更容易。
It is costly to move into Jerusalem.
所以搬到耶路撒冷要付很大的代价。
Living in the city is living at the heart of the testimony.
那住在耶路撒冷城就是住在这个见证的中心。
It is always costly to live at the heart.Of testimony,
要住在见证的中心，总是要付上很多的代价。
In order to strengthen the life within, the leader set example. They move into the city.
那为着能够让这个城里的这个见证生命得着力量，这些首领他们就住在耶路撒冷城内。
Then for the rest of the people, they cast lots.
那其余的百姓他们就掷签
to bring one out of ten into Jerusalem.
每十人中是一人来住在耶路撒冷。
Well, the remaining nine were to stay in their own town.
那剩下的九人就住在别处的城邑。
Casting lots was the way in the Old Testament to discern the will of the Lord.
在旧约的时候，人们靠掷签来明白神的心意。
So when Joshua divided the land of Canaan to 12 tribes, he cast lots.
所以当约书亚把迦南地分给十二支派的时候，他是掷签。
Casting lot was to bring the whole matters before the Lord.
所以在旧约的时候，掷签或研究就是把这事带到神的面前。
When a lot fell to them, they accept as the will of God.
当他们得着一签的时候，他们就 把那个当作神的旨意来接受。
Even when they gather together for casting, everyone already accept the outcome, whatever that outcome might be.
就当他们一起聚集来掷签的时候，他们心中已经接受所要得着的这个结果，无论这个结果究竟如何。
So the people selected by lots were ready in their hearts to move into Jerusalem.
所以那些抽中签的人，他们在心中已经决定好了要搬到耶路撒冷。
They are chosen, but everyone was willing.
他们虽然只有他们被选中，但每一个到场的人，他们心中都是愿意的。
They willingly offer themselves to dwell at Jerusalem.
他们是甘心乐意的把自己献上，愿意住在耶路撒冷。
Those people move into Jerusalem were blessed by the people.
并且每一个人都得着众人的祝福。
But more importantly, those who move into Jerusalem were remembered by the Lord.
那更重要的就是每一个住在耶路撒冷的人都被神所纪念。
If you read Nehemiah chapter 11,
如果你读到尼希米记第十一章的时候
，from verse 4 until the end of the chapter，
从第四节开始直到这一章的末了
，we find a long list of names。
我们就在那里看到一个长长的名单。
I expect when you read the book of Nehemiah chapter 11, you probably skip those names。
我想当你读到这尼希米记第十一章的时候，你可能会跳过这些名字。
How many of us actually read through？Each name in Nehemiah chapter 11.
有多少人是一个一个名字真正读过的呢？
I know one who read that one by one.
我知道有一个人他是一个一个名字仔细的读过。
It's our Father in heaven.
是我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven remember each person who chose to live in the city.
我们在天上的父，他纪念每一个选择住在耶路撒冷的人。
This perhaps is the most interesting thing in the book of Nehemiah.
这可能是尼希米记当中最有趣的一件事。
The Lord has taken note.
就是神纪念。
The Lord knows each one who offered himself willingly to live in Jerusalem.
神知道每一个甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的人
and have marked them down
并且他记录下来
and put them in the book
把他们写在圣经里
The Lord kept a record of those who offered themselves as free will offerings
神记下了这些把自己当作甘心祭献上的人
He composedA book of remembrance.
他好像就写了一部纪念册。
This chapter is for the Lord.
这一章是为着主所写的。
It is so dear to him.
是对他来说是何等的宝贵。
He recorded every single name.
他记载了每一个名字。
It's to him a treasure possessions.
对他来说这好像是他的宝贝。
They were his jewels.
他是他们的宝石。
It was a peculiar treasure.
对他来说是那特别的宝贝。
Today, many God's people choose to be a visitor rather than a dweller.
今天很多神的儿女选择做一个拜访的，但不是选择住在耶路撒冷的。
It is much easier to be a visitor to the house of God.
要做一个常常来拜访神家的人并不难。
You come when it is convenient for you.
你什么时候方便，什么时候就来拜访。
You return to your own life as you wish.
然后，当你想要的时候，你就回到自己的生活当中。
You decide when you want to come.
你来决定什么时候你要来。
You decide how frequently you will come.
你决定你多么的经常来。
But we must know only the dweller of Jerusalem, whose name was recorded in the book of remembrance.
但我们要知道，唯有那真正住在耶路撒冷的人，才被神记载在他的纪念册上。
Of course, today we don't cast lots anymore.
当然，今天我们不再掷签了。
But we still know God's will by following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但我们靠着顺服圣灵仍能认知道神的旨意。
So we can follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们能够来跟随圣灵的带领。
Move into the Jerusalem.
来搬到耶路撒冷。
Be built up together for the testimony of Jesus.
让我们能够一同的来建造耶稣基督的见证。
Do not be a visitor any longer.
不要再做一个拜访者。
Come into Jerusalem and dwell within the wall.
来到耶路撒冷，来住在城墙的里面。
Only after they strengthen the life within the wall, in chapter 12, Nehemiah dedicated the wall to the God. To God.
那当他们让城里的生命得着力量之后，在十二章那里，尼希米就行了这个行礼，要把城墙归给神。
They saw the Levites out of their places and brought them into Jerusalem for celebration.
他们就把各处的利未人找到招到耶路撒冷，要一起行告成之礼。
On the day of dedication, they offer great sacrifices and rejoice because God had given them great joy.
那日众人就献大祭而欢乐，因为神使他们大大欢乐。
The woman, the children also rejoice.
连妇女带孩童都欢乐。
The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away.
甚至耶路撒冷中的欢声能够听到远处。
Indeed, the joy of the Lord was their strength.
实在来说，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐就是他们的力量。
Now we want to conclude this time.
那现在我们要来总结。
We mentioned before, Nehemiah was a contemporary with Prophet Malachi.
我们之前提到过，尼希米与马拉基他们是同期的人。
And in Malachi.He mentioned about those people dwell in Jerusalem.
在马拉基的时候也提到过这些住在耶路撒冷的人。
And this is how Malachi described them.
这是马拉基如何来描述他们。
They described them as God's treasure possession.
他就描述他们做神那宝贵的产业。
God's jewel.
神的宝石。
A peculiar treasure.
或者神特别的宝贝。
Why were they so precious to the Lord?
为什么他们对神来说是如此的宝贝呢？
Because they were few.
因为他们的人数极为稀少。
You know, at the time of King Cyrus,
在居鲁士王的时候，
God called them to return to Jerusalem.
神呼召他们回到耶路撒冷。
But only a small group of people returned.
但只有一小群的人真正的回了去。
Later, some of them returned back to Babylon.
那不久之后，有人又回到了巴比伦。
At the time of King Artaxerxes, the second call to them to return to build a wall.
那在亚达薛西王的时候呢，就神就第二次呼召他们来重建城墙。
An even smaller group of people returned with Nehemiah.
那这一次有更小的一群人与尼希米一同的回归。
Together.They were called the remnant.
那他们一起就被称为余民。
And only one out of ten of the remnant lived in the city of Jerusalem.
那在余民当中，只有十分之一的人是住在耶路撒冷城。
They were chosen by the Lord.
他们是被神所拣选的。
They were chosen to be a free will offering.
他们是被拣选做那甘心祭。
This free will offering is not a tithe of material things.
这个甘心祭不是说祭物的十分之一。
It's a tithe of the people.
而是人这个神的子民的十分之一。
It's a tithe of the remnant.
是余民的十分之一。
They were called a peculiar treasure.
他们就被称作那特别的宝贝。
Their number was so small.
他们的数目是如此的稀少。
But the Lord said, "This is my peculiar treasure."
然而神却说，这些人是特特归我的。
The Lord found what His heart desired among this little company fearing the Lord.
那神就在这耶路撒冷这一小群敬畏神的人身上找到了他心所愿的。
Prophet Zechariah once said, "Who has despised the day of small things?"
撒迦利亚就曾经说，谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
The seven eyes of the Lord which range throughout the earth will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
这七言乃是耶和华的眼睛遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
The plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel is a small thing.
所罗巴伯手中的这个线砣是一件小事。
But with the plumb line in his hand, Zerubbabel will finish the building.
但当所罗巴伯手中拿着线砣的时候，他就要能够来完成建造。
Who can despise the peculiar treasure of the Lord?
谁能够来藐视神所拣选特特归他的呢？
If you open the book of the Luke,
如果我们看到路加福音，
you see those who are waiting for his coming.
我们就看到那些等候弥赛亚到来的人。
You see the descendant of these people.
你也看到这些人的后代。
You find Anna.
你就看到亚拿。
You find Simeon.
西面。
You find Joseph, Mary.
约瑟玛利亚。
You find Zacharias, you find Elizabeth.
你也看到撒加利亚和以利沙伯。
These are the descendants of those people that stay within the wall.
这些就是住在城内渔民他们的后代。
Outwardly, they were small.
从外面来看他们是小的。
But they make a way for Messiah to come.
但他们却为弥赛亚的到来预备道路。
How mistaken we are when we measure things by their bigness.
如果我们就着外边的尺寸和大小来量定事物，我们是何等的愚拙。
That's the way the world measures things.
但这是这世界来测量事情的。
The world measures things by numbers and by size.
世界凭着这个尺寸，凭着数字来测量。
But has been the case.In history, that the greatest thing of God has been very small in the eyes of man.
然而在历史当中，神所成就的大事在人眼中却常常看为小。
Brother and sister, the Lord is taking note.
弟兄姐妹，神正在留意。
He is putting it down.
他要把这事定下。
He is saying, the tithes of the remnant, the free will offering people.Shall be my peculiar treasure.
他说那渔民的十分之一把自己当甘心献上的在那日要特特归我。
Those who go this way.
那些愿意如此行的。
Those who pay this price.
那些愿如此付上代价的。
Those who accept this consequence.
那些愿接受这个结果的。
Those who become a free will offering.
那些愿把自己当作甘心祭献上的
will become the peculiar treasure of the Lord.
在那日要特特归神。
May we all have the same desire to become his peculiar treasure.
愿我们都有同样的一个渴望能够成为那特特属神的。
Become his peculiar treasure in the last days.
愿我们就在那最后在那末日做神做特特属神的。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this morning.
父，早上我们何等的感恩。
That we can continue to share that burden that was in the heart of David and the heart of Nehemiah.
让我们能够来继续的分享你放在大卫也放在尼希米心中的负担。
The rebuilding of the testimony of Jesus.
能够来重建耶稣基督的见证。
Father, I pray that we can hear that.
父我祷告愿我们能够听到您这样的呼召。
Just like those remnant, when they heard the word of the Lord, they repented before God.
就好像那些渔民他们听到神的话他们就能够悔改。
Therefore, I pray there will be repentance in us today.
所以我祷告愿今天在我们当中有真实的悔改。
So that you can recover that worship.Among your people,
好叫在您的子民当中，您能够恢复这样的敬拜。
You can recover your word among your people.
你也能够恢复您自己的话语在您的子民当
中。You will receive the free will offering from your people.
也让您在您的子民当中能够再得着甘心祭。
Pray that you call us today.
祷告愿您今日呼召我们。
To move into the city,
能够住到城里。
To be the dweller of.The Jerusalem,
能够做耶路撒冷的居民
to willing to pay a price,
能够愿意付上代价
willing to accept the consequences,
也愿意来接受这一切的结果
delighted to be your peculiar treasure.
能够欢欢喜喜做特特归你的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣的名。 Amen.